Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back behind the ball, Woods puts it
in. And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters champion. One of the great comeback stories in American sports history.
Mike Tirico on Westwood One. Yes, one of the great comeback stories. Maybe, I don't know, is it the greatest comeback story in American sports history? And welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh. We have cleared out. I want to hear from all of you this morning. Our phone lines at 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line, also 404-741-0929. If you were there at Augusta yesterday, and I know a number of you in our audience might have been, I'd love to really hear from you. Now, if you weren't there, don't just, don't call up and say you were there. I mean, it's fine to watch it on TV. You could be one of the people that was, you know how many people were screaming at poor CBS 46 yesterday for breaking in for the weather? Oh, my God.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I definitely could imagine.
And CBS 46 was taking it hard. And they were just trying to do their job, but, boy, people were not happy. That's why you have to get the Masters app. Because it was pretty
cool.
Yeah,
that Masters that was clutch, man, because it kept me up to date to what was going on and who was in the leaderboard and all this other good stuff. It was a good app to have.
Yeah, because Apple TV has, and I have the Apple TV. You could go to the Masters app and the Apple TV, and it was the clean broadcast. And then but it didn't have Jim Nance on it. It had, you know, the Masters broadcasters. Not that they weren't doing a fine job, but I just wanted to hear the CBS broadcasters. There's a lot to get into, so give us a ring here because – it's going to be a lot of fun over the hour talking about Tiger and what you expected. We have a number of ways to get involved. One of those is on our Twitter at 929TheGame. On my Twitter, I'm asking, is it the greatest comeback ever? And is Tiger Woods the biggest sports celebrity, biggest sports star in the world right now? So a lot of questions to throw at you. And we're also asking you at 929TheGame whether or not now with 15 that'll catch Jack Nicklaus with 18. Remember, he's only 43 years old. Let's set all of this up by hearing a couple of things. Number one, let's hear from Tiger Woods talking about struggling last year and then resurrecting himself at East Lake and coming back to win this Masters.
Last year, I was just very lucky to be playing again, and I was really struggling and missed a couple of years of not playing this great tournament, and then to now be the champion. It's just unreal for me to experience this. I just couldn't be more happy and more excited. And, I'm kind of at a loss for words, really.
One more from Tiger on winning the Masters about the fact, and so much was made about the picture of his dad, Earl, hugging him after he won his first Masters. And then, 20 some odd years later, he's hugging his own kids and those two pictures side by side. And this is what Tiger had to say.
It's overwhelming to have my kids there. It's come full circle. My dad was here in 97, and now I'm the dad with two kids there.
Yeah, it has come full circle. Hugh, this is so interesting to me, not just from the – this is why I want to hear from the fans at 404-741-0929, but from the players as well. The players like, Xander Schauffele, who was part of this, and Brooks Koepka even. They're probably right at the age of almost being too young to remember what the Tiger Roar was, what Tiger Roar meant on a course.
Yeah, but they've heard stories. I'm pretty sure that they've heard stories about Tiger, especially if you're running in those circles. You've heard stories about what he used to be, and obviously you've heard stories about what he's been through, his personal life and things of that nature. So they were familiar with him in of sorts. They had some kind of background on him. Now, as far as seeing him on the course and seeing that guy that everybody talked about, that probably was a different guy. But I think yesterday they caught a glimpse of what he used to be. I think that's the biggest thing that I take from this. You talk about Tiger's fall from grace, what he's had to endure for 14 seasons. and everybody's having something to say about him chiming in on whether or not he's done. To have all of that against you, going against you, and have that weight on you, and on top of that, trying to come back and play good golf, that had to be overwhelming for him. And yesterday, John, yesterday probably was the greatest moment of his life. It's probably right up there with the birth of his children, I would imagine, especially when you think about what he had went through on a personal level. I just saw a picture. A friend of mine tweeted out a picture of him when he was walking through the course, and somebody had a picture on the golf course of him, a picture on a T-shirt of him and his mugshot, and him walking past that and dealing with all that. To go from all of that, to endure all of that, to wear that green jacket, that has to feel gratifying for him.
Yeah, he has persevered through a lot of stuff. You know, a lot of it is his own doing. I mean, his fall from grace, and that Thanksgiving Day when Elin, his ex-wife, was smashing his car window in. We all know about that. To the DUI 2 years ago when he fell asleep at the stop sign or whatever, you know, with his car running. To all the surgeries. You know, the fact that he had the bad knee and hobbled to a win at the 2008 U.S. Open, which was his last major. In between then and now, he got back to number one in the world back as recently as like 2011, 2012, and then his back gave out on him, so much so that he even told a number of people that he was done playing. 2 years ago at the Champions Dinner, he told the story that he was done. He was, I'm never playing again. I won't ever play this game. He said that at the Masters Champions Dinner 2 years ago, and that led some other people to a lot of speculation. A lot of famous names that you will know when you hear this clip. Hugh found this. It was from a website called Scratch.com on people who were giving up just as recently as a year or so ago on Tiger Woods.
Can Tiger Woods compete with the Justin Thomases, Jordan Spieths, Dustin Johnsons?
No, is the short answer.
I mean, we get this question a lot. Do you think he'll return his previous form?
No. Do you think he stands a chance of being the Tiger Woods we once knew?
No.
No, no, no. Here's what's going to happen. He is not ever going to win another tournament.
I don't think we'll ever see Tiger Woods win a golf tournament again.
He's showing up at these tournaments pretty much knowing that he's not going to be there.
The short game is gone. His health is gone.
The next press release Tiger Woods should release should be, I'm retiring.
I have considered him now for the last 5-6 years a former golfer.
You're washed. Just give up while you're ahead. Retire with some dignity.
Tiger Woods that we all knew, he will never, ever be that guy again.
I guess not. Guess what happened yesterday? I'm just saying, okay? Tiger said, you know, he won at East Lake, and that gave him all the confidence of the world. And that amazing, you know, think about how fortunate we've been in the state, Hugh. We had that moment at East Lake at the Tour Championship and how spectacular that was last year. Now it's at Augusta. I mean, it's in Georgia where he's getting all of his mojo back.
Yeah, and now for him, he has to feel recharged, rejuvenated, and confident. And with this golf season just started, the sky's the limit for Tiger. I would venture to say right now that Tiger is the hottest name in golf. He's probably the favorite going into almost every major that he wants to compete in from now until the end of the season. Has to be, because he's the story.
And at age 43, if he can keep his back healthy, we know he's got the mental game. Because he willed himself to win some of those shots yesterday that he floated into 15. And then the tee shot on 16, which was darn near an ace, was so spectacular. And when he hit the tee shot on 16 that close, I looked at my wife. I said, he makes this putt, he wins. And I said, you could really sense that he was actually going to do this. Your reaction to all of this, Craig in Woodstock joins us this morning on the WayForward.com hotline. Phone lines open at 404-741-0929. Morning to you, Craig.
Hey, good morning, guys. Absolutely a great story and comeback. I wouldn't know if it would be one of the greatest or, as I think, John, you mentioned, the greatest ever in sports history. I think people forget what Ben Hogan went through after the car accident. He was, you know, almost killed, wasn't supposed to walk again, and he came back and won a tournament about a year later or so. So it's something that we got to remember what Ben Hogan did, but with Tiger, I'm glad he's back. I think, you know, he's going to do well the rest of this year. And, you know, it's just a great story. But just don't forget about Ben Hogan and what he went through.
Yeah, but I think it's larger than what Ben Hogan. I appreciate that, Craig and Woodstock. To me, it's larger because we're not just talking about a story of coming back and winning. You come back and win Augusta again. You win another green jacket. But, Hugh, it's the story of redemption that gets me, because has he been – forget about the Tiger the player for a second. Tiger the player is back. I mean, he proved – anybody had any doubts, he proved he's back. He just won the Masters, for crying out loud. But what about Tiger the person? Has he redeemed himself? Because you heard the crowd was cheering for him and cheering against other players.
I think that for the most part, real golfers have always been in Tiger's corner. I think that there were a lot of people who looked at his fall from grace and some of his indiscretions that he had in his personal life, and they'll never forgive him for that because they're on their soapbox and they're on their holier-than-thou trip, and they don't look at him as a human being. I think there will always be those people. But when you look at what he's had to endure, John, and you look at how he believed in himself, I look at this, and it's great for him, but there's a huge life lesson in the way that Tiger persevered through all of this. Because we all have stories, whether it's on his level or lesser, that you can relate to where people doubted you and there were times where you even doubted yourself. For him to come through this and accomplish this in 14 years, that's a long drought. That's a long time. And you have to admit that the average person, when you hear all of that negative stuff that was said about him and what he had to endure and how hard he had to fight to just get to this point and all the surgeries that he had to have, there's a lot of people out there that would have given up. I think that that's the bigger story. When you look at what he had to endure for all those years and for him to still stay in there and believe in himself and to win in the fashion that he won, came from behind and won, John Fricky. Was trailing with the whole weekend.
First time he's ever done that in a major.
And for him to do it like that, that has to be gratifying. That has to be gratifying on so many different levels when you know for a fact some of those same folks that were there cheering for you at the end were some of those same faces that you saw booing you and saying that you couldn't do this. That has to be the best feeling in the world to go through all of that and have it end up the way that it ended up. And I even thought about what it like for Tiger Woods to be in this situation again. My first thought was, what is the dinner going to be like next year for the Masters? Not saying now to all you people out there that got a little bit offended by the fact that I said something negative about the dinner last week. That's not what I was saying. I'm not going negative, but I'm just curious because for him, even that little thing must mean a whole lot to be able to be in position once again to pick the dinner for the Masters. I mean, think about all the little small victories that you have in that one win of the season, and the season just started, and how today there's a lot of people, like I said, John, that do what we do for a living, that are going to have to eat a lot of crow. And it's going to be interesting to see how you backpedal from that. Now, I know a few of them, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be, you know, front and center. They're going to be a man about it, and they're going to handle it like you handle it. Hey, I was wrong. That's really the only thing you can say in this situation. You was wrong. And now, moving forward, you're going to want to see how he progresses through the rest of the golf season. But to have this win in the fashion that he won it yesterday, that has to be the most weightlifting, gratifying moment of his entire life.
404-741-0929. If you were there yesterday, I'd really love to hear from you because I'd like to know what that vibe was like to be in the crowd around 18 when he won and those Tiger chants went up. Dustin Johnson said after his round yesterday that in the interview room in the Butler cabin, he was talking about, there was cheers and then there's that Tiger roar. And that's, again, the first time a lot of these guys had ever, and it was it's different. It's the first time a lot of these guys had ever really heard the Tiger roar. They may have heard it a little bit at East Lake, but the Tiger roar at Augusta has a different sound to it. It's something that we grew accustomed to with his four previous wins, those of us who kind of grew up with Tiger. But a lot of these guys had never really heard it because they had only heard about it. And it's different when you're on the course and you start looking at that leaderboard and when they post a number and all of a sudden the roar, because the Tiger roar is different. And the reason the Tiger roar is different is because when he makes birdie at 15 or when he makes birdie at 16, when they go from 12 to 13 to 14 on the scoreboard, every time they change it, there's the roar at 16, and everybody at 18 who's looking says, what was that roar? And then they post it, and the players hear the roar at 16, and then they hear the roar at 18. That's the difference. You know, they know that everybody's pulling for one guy.
Yeah, yeah. And it, like I said, John, it has to be one of the most gratifying things in his life because to be able to walk through that clubhouse and see all of those people that, you know, quietly, like they're rooting for you, but they really don't like you. They really don't like you or they're rooting against you. To have them have to eat crow, that has to be a gratifying feeling.
Yeah, did you watch it with your kid, for example, and your kid now understands what you knew of Tiger, or was this your real first experience with watching Tiger. It's just, it's so, I think one of the great stories here is that you have so many people now experience what we were able to experience in our
life.
What
it used to be like.
What it used to be like.
Now the sky, you're excited to see potentially what this year could mean for Tiger.
Right.
Like that's what it
is. That's another point.
You're excited to see what the year means for Tiger and how Tiger handles this moving forward. Because, you know, it's probably, waking up this morning, it's probably still surreal.
How did you experience Tiger's win yesterday, whether you were there or watching like I was, watching on TV, Tiger win yesterday, and was it your first experience with Tiger, and will this be? Because remember, if he stays healthy, only 43, he could win more majors like the PGA, which is next month at Bethpage Black. How many people are going to be watching that, the PGA on Long Island? The U.S. Open is June 13th at Pebble Beach. He's won at Pebble Beach. He's won at Bethpage Black on Long Island. The British Open is July 18th at Portrush in Northern Ireland, and he's going to play all the majors. Can he win another major this year? And is Tiger Woods, and that's another question I'm just curious about from you, is he the most famous, the biggest sports star in the entire world right now? A lot of people are saying it might be a Messi or a Ronaldo or a LeBron. But I'm just curious whether you think – I don't know that I know the answer.
I don't know about that. I think that he's the one that most people are talking about today.
Well, they're certainly talking about him today. And some people say, well, you know, soccer is a worldwide sport. Yeah, so is golf. Golf is a worldwide sport. It's huge in Japan. It's huge in Korea and Australia. It's huge in Europe. It's big in South America. There are stars all over the planet. We had our first kid to won the amateur yesterday. Is from Norway, from crying out loud. I mean, look at the final threesome that stepped up there. Molinari, Italian, Tiger Woods, and Tony Finau. It's a worldwide sport now. It's got pinnacles everywhere. 404-741-0929. How did you experience Tiger yesterday? Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.